It's 72 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Happy Friday. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Live Nation bought the First Bank Amphitheater in Franklin for about $23 million, the Nashville Business Journal reports. The sellers were trusts tied to Rick and Nancy McEachern, former Silicon Valley residents, who purchased the property in 2014. They converted the abandoned 1960s quarry into an entertainment venue. Live Nation has managed the 7,500 capacity spot since it opened. Live Nation will be keeping all current full-time employees, a spokesperson told the Business Journal. The Me That Remains is the title of Nashville-based Christian music legend Amy Grant's new album that is out today. The title is a reference to a grisly day for Grant and Percy Warner Park.
It was just such a pretty day. We said, man, let's just go for a bike ride. I had a pothole that was about 4 to 6 inches deep. I just made the bike stop and I flew. I guess I was knocked out for, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes.
On the album, Grant also navigates controversy, wading into political territory with a song called The 6th of January. Music and culture reporter Justin Barney explores the evolving perspective of Amy Grant, who plays the Ryman tonight. Hear the full story at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. Some ignored and lost gravesites in Nashville will be getting more attention from the Metro Historical Commission. This week, Metro Council approved a new grant to extend work on discovering and documenting historic black cemeteries. Many, especially those holding the remains of enslaved people, are not mentioned in records and now appear indistinguishable from other land. Others are known but are threatened by development. WKRN reports the grant will pay for radar and field surveys, social histories, and other work to preserve the sites and document genealogical profiles. You'll find more news at WPLN.org